Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, May 29th, 2019. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stobe.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
Tonight on the Diaspora Forum, we are talking about the just-ended Zim Expo.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077, and as usual, we'll call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 meter-wave frequency and on the 4930-6080 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, at www.voashona.com, and at www.voandebele.com.
If you've just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk on the Diaspora Forum, we are talking about the just-ended Zim Expo.
Hundreds of Zimbabweans attended this year's Zim Expo last weekend in Chicago, where some business people said they managed to strike lucrative deals with their counterparts in USA and Zimbabwe.
Zim Expo, which is an annual business and social networking event held annually in the USA, featured a business dinner, Miss Zimbabwe USA, a clash of the DJs, and soccer matches. Apart from that, business people exhibited various goods.
Some Zimbabweans were happy that they managed to process passports and birth certificates. Representatives of the Zimbabwe Embassy were a big hit at the event.
The event also featured rising dancehall music star Jazz Signal and Afropop singer Cindy Munyavi. Organizers of the event hope that they will hold a big and better show next year. No venue has been determined.
Please note that we are live streaming this show right now on our Facebook pages, VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele.
Yebo, chonga kunjani mfowethu?
Ngiyaphila wena.
Yeah.
Yeah, ndakazoti wanga uri ku Zim Expo.
Yeah, kati mbona.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Wakaona here President Obama.
Bengumdingile kodwa ngidinge ngamswe.
Abana kuya ku Zim Expo.
Ndanzwa kuti uphenduke eminyango so
wathi. Uma kapesana pesana.
Yeah.
Ndizozo.
Mbose ngambona nje.
Nokuti wakanga uri mushamawo chaimo.
Kunjalo mfowethu kunjalo.
Ndizozo ke.
Yeso ke kunjalo chonga. Eh, zvurukanda pa so namhlanje sikhuluma ngombukiso we Zim Expo okati kuona konapa eChicago kwele Melika ngambile ke sibili ku Zim Expo bekunenge okati kukhona ngale bekulo Miss Zimbabwe USA lapho kunqobe khona untombazana okuthiwa ke ngwako Jack untombazana lo unothando kukhanya sulutshengise ukudlabanye sibili kunyomangalisayo kuzobuya ke I Clash of the DJs asumculo okati kutshaywa khona ngale bekufiwa sibili kuzobuya njalo le business dinner lapha kade abantu besidla bekholisa ngapha bekhuluma ngezamabhizimusi ngaphandle kwalokho bekunjalo kule unguqu phela umdlalo wenguqu abantu bayawuthanda kazelela kakhulu so bekudlalwa khona ngale kunzima sibili ngase sikhangela okunye okade kukhona bekulabantu abavela esikolweni seMelika akade belungisela labo abafuna ukuba lamapassport labo abafuna ukuba lamabirth certificates lento ezinjalo uyaqhubekela phambili ngomnyaka ozayo umbukiso lo weZim Expo kodwa akwaziwa ukuthi uyabongaphuka khona. Sibonile njalo kade kulo Jazz Signal lo ohlabelayo sibili uhlabela ingoma yakhe enye ithize kuzobuye lo Afropop singer uSindi Munyavi bekhona ngale sibili hayi bekungani bekukuhle kakhulu joke
hayi wendizozo manzwa akubva kuna Gibbs Dube mutori wedu enhau akanga ari ku Zim Expo achitsanangura zvakatora nzvimbo hanzi aiwa kwaa kune mavhu nemarara evanhu vakanga variko ikoko vaibva matunhu akasiyana siyana emuno muAmerica nekuCanada nevamwewo vanenge vakabvawo kunyika dzimwe dzakaita sekunana United Kingdom vachiuya kunotandara kuZim Expo. Zim Expo mukana unopiwa vana veZimbabwe neshamwari dzavo dziri muno nevanoronga mutambo iwe kuti vange vachisangana pamwe chetewo nokuita zvemabhizimusi kutengeserana nezvimwe zvakadaro. Ataura Gibbs kuti gore rino vazhinji vakanakizwa zvikuru nekuvepo kwevamiriri vemuzinda weZimbabwe muno muAmerica vaikwanisa kunge vachipa vanhu mukana wekutora mabirth certificate nemapassport magwara ekufambisa nemagwara ekuberekwa waibva wangozviitirwa ipapo ndofunga wanga usingabva wapiwa birth certificate ipapo waingofila fila mafomu.
Iyo fila mafomu ba sio tumeze Zimbabwe. Kwa kwenye kuti uyapata limali, unapata limali yankona sio siti kuluma umuntu esi unatumeze la kona.
Okay.
Tapo tumtula dola.
Anazotora kumusha. Uza
tata basi hambisa kuna ngali kwa msiteli.
Ndizo.
Kwa msiteli kwa sebe lungisa. Paka lungisa seku bisa peking hapa. Sutu nyezo la sikio
sana. Yozo tumirwa. Yeah. Wongu ndizo zo anzina ikwanisa kupiwa mkana kufila mafomu. Niku badra marizenyu. Zo tumirwa kumusha. Imi moronga muna anenga ajizo nukufambisira ima pepe ya unakunotora. Zo zosko wakuno. Zo tumirwa kwa uri. Kana kuti alikumusha ye kana atora ye. Muno vangu zo tumirwa ye kuno. Ndo ma ngatika tuma opportunities akawu isikwa ene zime expo kuita wo vai shamba zaka na kurekeza shinu zao zawai nazo zunga watu mabizimusi zunga watu gazirwa nde shunga shaiti kwa umukana wakuti vima bizimusi vai vangu wano umukana wakushamba za kuti ndeta chakati vachitanga na nevaru muno mu Amerika nevamu wakanga wapu waku Zimbabwe paka ito ozo kari mumanzi pane mkoma na wishidika harukusimu kira just ignao yani kambuka ya kandiduwa na Gibbs Sterick nde mungu anonzi Sindi Munyavi nde wamu wa imbi weku Zimbabwe wakanga wa shitanda za wano japera izozo kwa kawene Highlanders ye muno
yeah.
Mu Amerika
ne
dena muzi ye muno mu Amerika
mekupiwa
navu
ya haipo lana pala milichawa sivili
anokuti kwa anu ye mu Afrika kashinji mungafara Sterick asikana musina
no, ule bora haiko
shakafanya ni
ya
zaatai mbwe uno otishita tili wa diki
ya
kumakuredi ya seta wala wakirini tili wa diki
ya
mkaenda kumuchato wa hitu wapachikoro mkafa musina kujika keke
amunawenda
kumuchato
kanti ya bora
yeah. So kana musina kujika bora
ahula
hakuna chino
enda pafana wangona banya basima college omunye wabute ufunu kudlala sivili super league
ya pane mungu hariku tamba akabazo kariku Zimbabwe wanawe Zimbabwe harimu na haru tambira Maryland, University of Maryland. Ya, anu tamba hii.
Madala wafana la.
Anu tamba.
Ye,
so. Taka ndo mwe mikana ya kunga hili kuyo. Taka ndo latula kutinasi, tinge tishikuru kula neza zokti. Mikana ya gadai, muno na ichibatira zakadi. Uyo imi, mwezuza mungati, dai zawe zero kana kukadziriskwa. Tiange tishikupaye mikana ya kuta orenu waru kuronga. Zime expo yu hao, tinenge tina upano. Nemamu wa ira tiza, zinu zao, pa Zime expo yu gore rina.
Ye, ujalo, we've got videos of some of the people that attended Zime expo. Let's see what they were up to there.
This is Ngosana Ngomo. I'm DJ Danger Vibes. Don't even put the DJ in front. I'm just Danger Vibes. I'm a DJ and audio engineer in Atlanta, Georgia. You can catch me at Evan Gotti most weekends. I won second place. I thought I was going to win, but they beat me fair and square on that one. So, yeah. Make sure you check me out. Danger Vibes at Danger Vibes, VYBZ. Instagram, Facebook, everywhere. That's it, really.
That is really new. Starangles ni yara tichas ufara wanda wana pasipoti yangu na sinda batiro ni wane zemba sirevu Washington DC wani batiro kutindi rinyo pasipoti yangu the process was very good welcoming and everything I'd like to thank for the support and everything ni assistance and appeal I think wani wesaru ufara ni assistance we just want to continue.
My name is Timisani Prince Simunyu. I'm the VP of Marketing, Vice President of Marketing for CargoLink International. And I'm here at the Zimbabwean Expo to promote our business. We are shipping all different kinds of things to Zimbabwe. Right now we have a special deal, $100 off until May 31st for drums and wardrobe boxes. And our goal is to try to support all Zimbabwean businesses by creating a bridge that allows people just to distribute or send stuff to Zimbabwe. We have a website, Cargo. If you want to get a hold of us, just go to our website, CargoLink International, CargoLinkInternational.com. That's CargoLinkInternational.com. And also, you can just call us at 978-726-8010.
Dr. Gadziro Vice Chair Lady to MDC North America. Tiri pano pa Chicago, takamirira batu redu le MDC, indakamirira kunyanya kumadzimai. Isu sine urongwa ukutititrage rubatiro, batire vanavari ku Zimbabwe panyaya zemafizi na madzimai anotambura. Saka tine shoe drive ya tu kuita, yukuti vanesha angu zavo, zavasisade, zavakuru, zavadiki, zavarume, zemadzimai. Tiri kudzitora tozodzindisa ku recycling mari inobuda ipapo yose inonanga ku Zimbabwe kunobatsira zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe panyaya dzefees nezvimwe zvinonetsa muupenyu. Tinotenda muchatitsigira kana vanenge vaine shangu dzavo matunhu ese vanokwanisa kundibata pa 347-208-7244 tozovadirecta kune vanouya vachitora shangu pamba pavo. Tatenda ende tinovimba muchatitsigira.
So, Choka, those are some of the people who actually attended Zim Expo, and there were so many of them that were excited about what they're doing. Mm-hmm. You know, kuna mpanake sibonile abantu chonga vekuluma wabakwenzayo, sibonile wabwe MTC uzobuya ke wabanye ke abachieneo. Mm-hmm. So, ke bebe chengisela nje abapwe kuti waze wabakwenza kuna.
Kutichisha warukita. Ndiso tutaona pana mkoma wa taura kutuwa kafazu kwa zukuru na kutuwa kwanza kurenyua passport yao. Unengu wadi mwiru wa ruwendo utungo uchenda ku Zimbabwe kuno renyua. Wakungo
vichere. Kumbu kubu ya lape Washington. Kutunga use ndaonza Chicago. We are flying
to Chicago. That's right. Ndofunga hii danu rakanaka. Tumemba kutiwewe mba saa. Wango miri la junja kata sezimu. Wanafaranga wachungu taurira vanu kuti. Musu wakati, mwezu wakati, tingetiri mudunu rakati. Vanu yae mtuoni ipapo. Ova, wenda kuneri mwezimbo. Ndofunga tunore ruka.
That's right.
Yes.
And we also have some more people that said a lot of things. Mm-hmm. So let's have another video of the people talking. Yes.
Gacha ulisi uwana watu wakite kaya wa vile Zimbabwe wetange na kangaka wetale ngutuwe nje. Mbwane ngani standard civilis is very high for ama team social anga sola na competitive. Mbwane ngani ngawe nga kuwa wakule wawe itimu ngawa itimu epora civilis is why. Ngyabo.
Wena usuma pizimusi so uti ufika lapa ubwane nja nungo tumbuki solo.
Kazi nchabulile kakulu venga kangila nguti za sana lentu enje. Nte mfiga lapa minambengi faka Chile. Nga landanga exactly i Zimbabwe business expo. But nte nsizwa ngayo nga chabula kakulu. Mfige nge skate sirai. Nsangane lafantu avane nga kulu. Nga wonu kuti avantu avalapa. Nga wana avantu avale mgondo. Avafunu kuti ngave Zimbabwe ya tutuga. Balama ideas amane ngula ma business amane ngwapo nileyo. Ngithabile ukuthi ngizuzile ama contacts ukuthi engxenye lami inqambile ekhaya zake ngikhulume laba 102 bangincedise ngoyami business ye pharmaceutical wholesaling and mbona baningi kakhulu abantu bakhona balama various and different business models abalawo and nxa singawathatha sibancedi sibangenise ekhaya mbona ngani ungasinceda kakhulu.
Yeah, so nxa ukhangela kodwa ukuhlangana kwabo abantu sibili besihlanganela nje ukhanya sibili into ethakazelelwa ngabana abantu abaningi. So wena ubona ngani kodwa kuyanceda yini khona ukuthi bakwenze hlala kunjani?
Mbona ngani kuyabanceda kakhulu ukuthi abantu abangapha abangekho ekhaya bahlangane bakhumbuzane ngalapho bavela khona babone ukuthi bengancedisa njani ukuthi kabakhohlwanga lanxa belapha bebuye ngemsebenzi abanye bebuye endlela ezijiyeneyo kodwa kukhanya bayakhumbula lapho bavela khona. So kuyathokozisa ukubana amaZimbabweans ayayithanda iZimbabwe njalo bayifisela into enhle. So yikho ngibona bengani ba okubenza bahlangane ngizwe ngani nxa ngulalele injongo yangikhona ukubana ekugcineni bengahlanganisa imingqondo yabo ngaba business abalayo lama attributes abalawo bengancedisa eZimbabwe. Ngibonani kuyakuhle kakhulu and the atmosphere nje is very inhle kakhulu bakhanya abantu bayakholisa bathakazelana ukuthi bavele ezindaweni ezihlezijiyeneyo kuma-states ajiyeneyo and sebehlangene bangamazimbabweni and bakhulisayo.
Ye, so phosela ukugcina aba basibani.
Ngithabile kakhulu ukuhlangana lo mngane wami okuthiwa ngo-Gibbs Dube. Gibbs Dube ngiyakubonga, phakamisa iflegi yeZimbabwe kakhulu. Umsebenzi owenza ngiyawuthabela kakhulu.
Siyabonga kakhulu ke John.
Ndirifangu makadiyo.
Ndiripo munonzi kokwani?
Munonzi kokoni kairo.
Ne kairo mauya kuzovinge ipano.
Ndauya kuzoona zvirikuitwa pana.
Maona chii?
Ndirikuonawo vanhu varikungofara. Ne passport office iri panapa.
Aha. Imi magwaro enyu vanga aripo.
Aiwa magwaro ndinawo. Ndaona vanhu vakawanda vekumusha ndirikufara zvekuti.
Waona vanhu vachibatsirwa kupassport?
Ndaona vanhu vachibatsirwa kupassport vachitowana mapepa wekupassport dzavo dzibude.
Kumusha kuti utore passport hazvine zvinowanetsa mbishana mbishana but zvinofamba.
Zvinofamba but kuno kundaona kuti hazvisi kunetsa. Kunakidza chaizvo. Kufara.
So zvitaurira vanhu kuti imimi kumusha muri kubva kupi?
indinobva kuruwa aindira kukwazisa vanhu mese kumusha kuruwa inini kuno aiwa zvinhu zviri kufamba ndiri kufara zvekuti ndaona hama dzekumusha ndaona vana vekumusha tichitaura chekumusha nhasi tiri kufara zvekuti
kuti ngikhulume isindevele but niyadopa topa vele mina ngivele emashonaland asi ngihlale ematebeleland well ilan debele grade 1 and 2 so ngiyadopa and I used to work in Plumtree Town for 3 years so yeah. I wanted to say something in Kalanga. Eh, Mabuyani, Mujani. Okay, ndoleleka kwazukwazo. Well, I miss you, my Matabele people. You guys are great. Keep the love going. I love you. Stay blessed.
So now, Chonga, those are some of the people that we actually attending. Very happy people there.
That's true.
And with Mr. John Fett Spanda. John Fett is a business person. He's in the pharmaceutical industry.
Okay.
So he was saying that he got some people that he worked to, and he's likely to make a follow up and maybe start some lucrative deals. Because he says, you know, the situation at home is not all that good, but he'll try to make that kind of a follow up and maybe have his business running on top gear. And then we had Coco in Cairo. She was a very happy woman there. And she was saying that it's good to eat mfushwa. It's good to eat some traditional food. That's right. Exactly.
And speaking,
yes, I understand. Yeah. So it was really a blessing to meet here.
Nda faraonda za vasi wando wa ishara oti Gibbs urusumu za mureza za wenyika.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. You know, despite being here in the diaspora, I mean, naturally, you are a Zimbabwean. And there's nothing that stops you from having that flake on your head, so because you're a man of the soil, you know.
I know,
but it doesn't mean that you are affiliated to any party. Yes.
Yes.
So I think yes. I think now we're joined by Mr. Anesu Manjengwa. He's the Zim Expo co-founder and is based here in USA. Mr. Manjengwa, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening to you, and thank you
for
having me on your program.
Thank you so much, Chonga.
Mama Njengwa Magadi. I want to rumpe nyukungwati inindaka ita zvekuya nesoka kuzimu expo ndaka zvosvika zvichonzi yapera mai manje asi gore rino yati 3 days. Aiwa ndizvozvo. Tinotenda zvikuru muchiwana mukana wekupinda muchirongwa chedu kuti tinzwo ini ndisina kwanza kunge ndiriko nevamwe vateereri varipo kuti vange vachinzwa kuti zvakafamba sei uye mikana ipi yavanowana nemiwo zvakare vanenge vachiitawo urongwa ihwu mikana ipi yamune muchiwanawo munyaya dzemabhizimusi kutandadzana kuumba ushamwari nekuumba ukama. Maybe you can start by just explaining how the Zim Expo 2019 went by in Chicago.
Aiwa, yakaenda, it went by very fast. You know, we take a long time preparing and planning, and then when the time comes, it yatopera. it went very well on Friday. Tangatine my passport, which is Friday and Saturday, and we had about 40 people that got help as my passport on location. Munozi yakuno ku America unofana kuenda ku embassy semunhu kuti passport yako itwe renewed kuti my fingerprints zvima apply form yako. And then tinoshanda nawo vauya kubva ku expo katanga tiri isusu kuti vatibatsire isusu instead of yekuti vanhu vaenda ukoko vane yako expo. Manhu vasitakaita business dinner, takadana vamimongwari mabhizinesi kuti vauye tidye tese. Pakaya vashoma vakakwanisa kusvikira nokuti Chicago yatinotsa traffic maFriday manheru asi takwanange vakaropafadzwa maningi musefriday manheru acho ivavo tichiita izvozvo. Tapedza kudya dinner takanaulodzwa wait tichitamba pabattle of the DJs painovakomana vanokwana kuita vashanu vaikwikwidzana panyaya yekuridza mumhanzi. That was Mr. Friday. Saturday, I'm going to get my passport to get a business expo. I'm going to get a fashion show. So manero wache Saturday takazoita Miss Zimbabwe fashion show tika shongedwa navasikana vaviri vanonzi vanonzi Kamu mumwe wacho anonzi Edna vakadhembe dzekuzimbabwe dzakanaka manene dzakatsvokwa navanhu pastage then the fashion show vayaitwa tikawana anenge anohwina akanzi anonzi iye Nothando Chantel Jack nevatevedzi vake vaviri mwacho anonzi Natalie Mushore nemwe anonzi Nyasha ndo vanga vachimutevedza pakuhwina Miss Zimbabwe. Then at the same time takaita music yamukobana anonzi Shastro aimboipa nanastana kuzimbabwe kando kana kuibatsira nokutamba pakapinda musikana anonzi Cynthia Munyawi ekubva kuzimbabwe akatiimbirawo tikafaruka musakano wedu wemusi wesaturday nemukobana anonzi Jasikla iye kubana kwestonye nouyauya anga ari kuno achitiimbira musi wesaturday. Musi wesunday takatibe kupark local park Oakbrook city park kwakakuine makwikwi esoka all day. Pane timu yekuchicago ndiyo yakahwina timu pane timu yeku Atlanta yakaruza yekuindiana yakaruza neimwe timu ndikufunga kuti yanga isindiana just escaped me but yaida kuzohwinawo asi yekuchicago hukoko local team yakahwina ikahwinawo mukombe wezinex for 2019 Chicago. Ndokupetera kwetakaita makwikwi edu ezinex for 2019.
Aiwa pakabatwa basa apo vamanjengwa. Asi tichitarisawo hamungati mahighlights, what were the highlights yezinex for 2019?
I think the highlights tingangoti kuimba kwa Jazz Signal baada kukifadza vanhu vese vanga varimo nekuhwina pa Nothando kuita neZimbabwe vakafadza vanhu vakawanda maningi. Angangoti ma main highlights asi vanhu vemunharaunda vakauya kubatisupa passport zvakavarerukira maningi nekuti munonzi yakawanda godi yako yevanawo ko 3 kana murume nemukadzi kana muri 4 kutakura mhuri yese kubva kumba kwako kuenda kuDC kuita mapassport zvinoremera vanhu vakawanda zvinodhurira vanhu vakawanda saka kuuya kwevakaita panharaunda patanga tivi kuita mapassport avo vakafara zvikuru naizvozvo saka that's a very good service that I think we can continue to provide the people zvinovafadza ndekuvarerukira maningi izvozvo.
Yeah, thank you so much. We are going to have some more voices of people that actually attended the Zim Expo, so we'll just put a video there. And Mr. Manjengwa, can you just stay on the line?
Thank you.
Thank you. So let's have the video now. Yes.
Salam Vegasela, Chitoro, Nivelem Perengwa, Nilapa USA, at the Slay Zim Expo, in the process of the name. Sone Avantu. So we come back. Saturday, Zimbabwe. This is Jazz Signal. Hello, Cindy, Munyani.
Hi guys, my name is Satenda. I'm Chicago, Westmont, Illinois, and North Zavuch, Rock Island. And right here, where, as you can see, we're at ZimExpo for our soccer tournament, where we get to have a fame grasp of that family unit, of that family, of that Zim community, where we strengthen our bonds as a family abroad, and it's pretty much fun. And I want to shout out to the people who organize this event. It's very fun. I got to know some mentors, some people whom I didn't know, some people who actually give me some advice about life, and I got to be more proud of my own Zim community, and I want to thank the organizers. And yeah, thank you.
All right, thank you, everybody else. We're here Zim Expo, and my name is Amrego Korere, and what we have here is Biltong, what we call Biltong from home, and it's right here, and it's being made here.
Very good. Hi, my name is Nyasha Mukakure. I won the second Princess of Miss Zimbabwe USA, and I'm going to continue to do my work in making sure that we have Zimbabwean representation in America and have more of us beautiful girls on TV, on magazines, and I cannot wait to see what I do next in my life. Thank you so much for this opportunity.
It's me again. It's from my Lolo, guys. Just showcasing my Biltong at Zim Expo. Bachada, $20 for the big packet. I have steak. I have the sliced one. It is spicy. Ne, it is plain. Yeah, mtenge chimkuyu hamatsang. Yeah, mufunge kumusha mchitenga chimkuyu.
In the US of A, and we have hot. We got it traditional, and we got it on garlic. And this is all Zimbabwean, definitely Biltong. Thank you very much.
So those are the people that were attending.
You know, I was wondering what you were chewing all along.
Biltong, chimkuyu. Yeah, that's chimkuyu.
You had fun, eh?
Yeah, so much fun.
So
apparently they wanted to pick me as number 9, one of the teams.
Mm-hmm.
But then, you know, the contract wasn't proper. So
and
I said next time. Guys,
you were turning in between training you know. Dynamos or Highlander.
So there was a disco steal. I was for that.
I understand now have another
Mr.
Quiet guest.
Yes, so we've got Mr. Quiet Ngube, who is the Zim Expo co-founder, like Mr. Manjangwa. Baba Ngube, is our Mgele. Hello, Mr. Ngube. Welcome to
the Kulusa.
Maybe it's Wolu Ken Ngube. Hello.
Okay.
Yeah, Baba Ngube, Kunjan.
I'm Konanjan, I'm Konanga.
Si Konanga Kulu, Siabonguti, Lisnuge, Lerituba Uti, Singene, Konapa, Lingene, Konapa, Kurumayetu. So, okay, Luke Chovenjan, what?
Aye, Kukambera, Siatabuti. Impela viki singemva kwethu khathesi sesingakhangela okuzayo kulomnyaka esiwungenayo.
Yes, singathi wena ukubona ngazane sibili abantu bakuthakazelele kakhulu kuyini babancane?
Hayi, kuya ngokuthi ngubani okhuluma ngaye, okhuluma laye. But kungenani ezomgido zivele yizo ezithandwa nguZulu wonke. Abachichimbila abantwana babantu bakithi. Ngomgqibelo ntambama kwaze kwatshaya ihora lokuqala ekuseni yangesonto. Bechichimba begida kuthunquthuli nanxa kade kule khaphesi. Uthuli luthunqile. Yiyo abayithakazelela kakhulu bese kusiza le esithi i-beauty pageant. Ayibinhle sibili kakhulu izintombi kade zitshengisa ubuhle babo bazo zancintisana ke kade kule zintombi ezisificaminwembili. Hayi, kade bebahle abantwana babantu. Bebahle sibili bevathe bephelele. Kwakhethwa ke labo abayibona abatholakale besedlula amanye. Kuvele uhamba njalo.
Yes, singathi ke kodwa nxa sesigangela abantu ababuyileyo sibili abantu bakhona osomabhizimusi abathe bakuthakazelele kakhulu ukuthi bahlangane labanye. Liyake lilandelele libone ukuthi khonokho abakhulume ngakho kwenzakala yini.
Sikhuluma nje khonokho khathesi sesiqalisile ukuthi sikwenze. Namhla ntambama sizabe silomhlangano. Siza kukhangela konke okwenzakele ngempelaviki, okuhambe kahle lokungahambanga kahle, okusolakalayo lokungelansolo, okudinga ukuthi kwenziwe ngconywana ngesikhathi esilandelayo. Konke sihlala phansi sihlangane sikubone ukuthi sihambe njani, bese sikhangela ukuthi ngokuyini esingakwenza ngcono ngesikhathi esizayo. Ye, abantu siyabalalela sibili. Kunjenje sikhuluma sebeqalile ukuthi bafake okusembonweni wabo abakubonileyo, abakusolileyo, labakuthakazeleyo. siyabalalela sibili sethu sizama ukuthi senze ngcono ngesikhathi esizayo. Yikho kuqondileyo uma ufuna ukuthi uphumele.
Ye, siyakuzwa kakhulu ke, sicela ubambe khonapho ke baba Ncube icingwane. Silabantu lapha ke kuFacebook abasilandelayo. Usikhumbuzo Mlalazi uMandla Hendi Mahlango. Kuzobuya labanye abaningi. UBruce Hlabangana ke uthi siyabonga ukuphakamisa ukuphakama kwenu maZimbabwe amahle. Kuzobuya njalo usikhumbuzo Mlalazi uthi kuhle lamhla akukhulunywa ngezepolitics. Akula ongani kuyahlupha. Siyabonga kakhulu ke Studio 7. Umbusani Mbuso Ntini uyabuza ukuthi kade kulabantu abanengakanani. Kuyakhanya yini lokuthi iZim Expo iyangaphi baba Dube? Sicela ukuthi ubaba uNcube asitshele ukuthi kambe iyangaphi nxa sokubuya eminyaka. So Mr. Mbuso Ntini is asking about
the next Zim Expo.
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. So there's a question here, Mr. Ncube, about where Zim Expo is going. So can you give Mr. Busani Mbuso Ntini some kind of response on that kind of an issue?
Hey, Mbusani, ungapi siziva? Nyamazi siungubusani.
Yes, so uyabuza ukuthi kuya ngapi? Ukhanya liya ngapi in terms of the future and ngabe lingapi next year kumbe into ezinjalo.
Okwa khathesi into esizama ukuthi sihlose kakhulu njengoba sisazi ukuthi iZimbabwe imi ngapi. Siyafisa lathi ukuthi sizama ukuthuthukisa ilizwe lakithi. Imvijana leyo singayenza ikakhulu ezamabhizinis, ikakhulu ukuthi sazi ukuthi kulama opportunities anjani ekhaya laba abafuna ukwenza amabhizinis. Siyafisa kakhulu ukuthi sihlangane le nkokheli zelizwe zekhaya ukuze sazi ukuthi i-diaspora singenzani okunganceda abantu bethu abangapha labangale. Ilizwe lethu singafaka isandla ngandlela bani. Sifuna ukuthi bakwazi ukuthi sizimisele lathi. Izimexpo kayisiyo business enkulu kakhulu, but imbono lemicabango lezifiso zikhona esifisa ukuthi sizenze. Ye, siyakholisa ukuthi senze nje eze ibhola labaculayo konke lokhu siyakwenza, but injongo yeZim Expo njengoba nje ibizo lisithi Zim Expo
senze so baba Ncube. Ubamba kancane khonapho sithathe ubaba osecingweni lapha icingo lakhe lungawa.
Thinemtheleli Gibbs. Hello.
Hello, makasimba.
Takasimba baba, zita ndiani?
Lisbel,
muri kupi baba?
Ndiri kuno ku Harare.
Muharare, taurai chirongwa ndechenyu, tipei pfungwa dzenyu.
Ndanoka bata chupa, tine nyaya ipi zviya?
Nhasi tiri kukurukura nezve Zim Expo yakaitwa kuno kuAmerica mukupera kwesvondo, kwaibatana vana veZimbabwe vachisangana vachiratidzana zvemabhizimusi, mikana yemabhizimusi, kutandadzana nezvimwe zvakadaro.
Okay. Alright.
Hello. Ndofunga vakata vanga vachifunga kuti vanga vachifunga kuti pane zviri kutaurwa zvimwe zvisiri
zvemapolitics.
Handisina kunzwa kuti nyaya ipi iri kukurukurwa. Nhasi tiri kukurukura nezve Zim Expo yakaitwa kuno kuAmerica mudunhu reIllinois muguta reChicago kwakasangana vana veZimbabwe. Regai tizwe kuna vamanjengwa kuti vazhinji vanoda kuziva kuti sangano renyu kana kuti vari kuronga mutambo uyu chii chiri mazviri chamunowanawo imi. Alo, vamanjengwa. Alo, Mr. Manjengwa, are you still there? I think we are having a bad connection.
Yes, I'm here. I'm
okay. Mm-hmm. Yes, I was asking you, what's in for you guys to arrange this and plan the Zim Expo annually? Because ever since I came to the U.S., How many years ago, Gibbs?
Oh, some donkey years ago.
You guys, you have been entertaining us and we're looking forward to Zim Expo each year. So, what's in it for you guys?
It's just mostly from the kindness of our heart. We don't really do it for money. We want to do it for money. And hopefully, maybe in a couple of years, money will start coming out. But in the meantime, because of the business environment in Zimbabwe and the shortage of cash, it's just been difficult to have the industry in Zimbabwe come over and follow their customers. So basically, we're waiting for the climate to change, and we will be able to coordinate business-to-business relationship between the U.S. and Zimbabwe, and then we can start making money. So right now, we are just incubating business ideas and waiting for the environment to set itself straight so we can make some money.
Mm-hmm. Did you have anyone from Zimbabwe on the business side this year?
No. This year we did not. Last year we did.
Okay.
We had Barclay Bank last year, and I think the year before we had other people too. But this year we didn't have anybody from Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm. And what about those in America, or those American business people? Did they have the opportunity to come and exhibit there?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we had businesses that are based here in America following the Zimbabwean clientele here in America. So we had those. I think we had about 12 businesses that either were there on location or supported us financially, online, or through banners or online social media advertisement portals. So we had those. But we do want to connect them with the ones in Zimbabwe and be the middleman.
Mm. Thank you. Thank you so much, Vama Njengwa. Rambai mshitanyu. Zamuru kuita. Rambai muri parunare. Tibo turam tereri. We have a caller, Gibbs. Hello.
Hello. Magadi ingwe mananda warutawara.
Vama nanda magadi iku.
Nagazi karandu tukwa kanda bapakara.
Ah, wakato tanga wakupopotele ya mchiripo. Zuguti tofunga maito nga wamu wa shitawara nisho. Atai chawara. Sana atina kutara tukurewa ya iku.
Nga muka anu. I was going to go to the Zimbabwe. Kuti waone kuti unyambi watina huu ku Zimbabwe wakambomera wose kana zvikwanisika kuti draw huu ma investors anozoita kuti kunyika kunge kuchizotinakira nomati chingasvika kupi chigare chiri muno musango tisinganyanyorangarira kukumusa. So I would want to say the introduction of this program should be promoted. I think we should do. I have the work to the talk, which is Rambis, Akaita Saizu, says, you know, think about the maids in Okuno, South Africa, Sigadaro. I think by the time Patnosko, Makore, Mabiri, Matatumana, Sneza, Konikera, and those who are outside running off with our communities, us, when one is the Bishop of Dakova Kanika, decide to be united and to have a positive mind and a positive thinking. How do we help our country back home, because at the end of the day, we shall go back home.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Ramananda. Tunoimba kuti vadare vedu vari kutinzwa. Thank you so much, Mr. Mananda. I think, Mr. Ngube, you can respond to Mr. Mananda. What he said, that he actually started by thanking you for organizing the Zim Expo, and he says, is it possible that in the future you bring in big businesses so that the Zimbabweans and other partners know what is happening in Zimbabwe?
So I guess Mr. Ngube's phone is actually dropped.
Okay.
Maybe you can redirect.
So yeah, Mr. Manjengwa maybe can respond to the caller who is requesting big businesses, or is saying, is it possible that you bring in big businesses? Though we know last year you brought in one of the big banks in Zimbabwe. So he's saying, can you bring big business companies to also showcase at the Zim Expo?
Definitely. That's something that we are honestly working on. I think companies that want to harvest the diaspora, companies like Nyarazo, within the Tourism Authority, Minister of Tourism, Barclay Bank, or some of the big banks in Zimbabwe, we were talking to them this year. So that's they are on our radar, and we are going to start early this year. And as soon as the financial climate changes, we are going to pursue them and make sure that they are available for this coming year's expo.
Aiwa zvinofadza zvikuru zvamuri kuita vamanjengwa. Ndinoimba vakawanda vanenge vachinetseka kuti vangapindawo sei mukuratidzira kune kuchiitwa kuZim Expo. How do you advertise or how do you make people aware that the Zim Expo, this is what is required of you to exhibit or to participate? How do you advertise?
We use our website, zimexpousa.com, that's all year round. But towards my events, I know it, I don't use the social media. We have a presence on Snapchat, on WhatsApp, on Facebook, on Instagram. So we use that. We push out a lot of communication through our social media outlets. The issue basically is we normally get 200 people on location, but we cast out to thousands of people. So we normally have reactive people as far out as Australia or England or Canada. They all hear about us. What I encourage the people to do is to stay connected, same as Zimbabweans. Let us stay connected to my local WhatsApp groups, or let us, let's not be living in islands. Because if you are living in an island, and you are in the middle of America, we have no way of getting to you. Now, we cannot push a WhatsApp message to you. So if you're in a community, join the local community WhatsApp group, be in communication with other Zimbabweans so that we can easily get to you with one or two hops. So we can get to you here.
Thank you so much, Mr. Manjunga. Please do stay on the line, Gibbs.
Now I think we are joined by our third guest, and that is Ms. Worohle Ncube, one of the co-founder members of Zim Expo. Ms. Ncube, we welcome you to the this program.
Thank you.
Now tell us, Zim Expo is gone, and now maybe you are starting to prepare for next year. So what are you doing to make it bigger and better next year?
First of all, we need to vote for the next state. Since we go different states, and we usually correct the next year from this year's Zim Expo. So since we just finished the Zim Expo, we are yet to sit down and meet to see where we need to improve or where we were a success so that we can carry it over to the next year.
So now, looking at what happened this year, are you really happy about everything?
Personally, yes, I was happy. I'm actually happy every year. Mm-hmm. But we do see sometimes some challenges that we need to correct for next year. So each venue is different, but I was happy this year.
Yes, singakhuluma ke ngesindebele. Singathi ke khona ukwenzakala lo nyaka uyakuthakazelela yini?
Ngiyakuthakazelela kakhulu. Siyazange sibe labantu abaningi kakhulu njengamanye expo, kodwa yona nje i-expo yakhona was well organized. Ihambe ngendlela ekade siyiplane ngayo. Zobe singafisa ukuthi engakade kube ngcono kulalo kade kuyikho khona.
Yes, siyabona njalo ukuthi abantu abaningi bebedinga ke ama-passports noma birth certificates. Kuzobuya ke Miss Zimbabwe USA kade khona layo. Lamaklasho fo ama DJ lana are chase vile umculo omnandi kuzobuya lenguqu sibili kuyinokunyeliza kungezelela kuzim expo buya
okwakhathesi singathi asikahlangani ukuthi sibone ukuthi sibahlanganisa amakhanda ukuthi sibone ukuthi kuyini esingakungezelela ukuthi kuthabise abantu isikhathi esiningi siba lento esifana nayo kodwa nje sitshintsha ama artists every year sizama ukuthi silethe umuntu othandwa ngabantu. So this year sinanzelela ukuthi i-artist esiyilethile ithandwe ngabantu kakhulu. kulamanye ama artists esiswalethe.
Yeah, so just
we entertainment ukuthi ama Zimbabweans abanye ngabathanda entertainment abanye ngabathanda i-business yethu sizama ukuthi sikuhlanganise konke ka one ukuthi sikholisise wonke umuntu. So as far as the entertainment siyabona ukuthi akukhanye ngani siyenza right. Ngoba abantu bayathakazelela i-entertainment esilayo ngoba ungananzelela yiwe kade nganile abantu abaningi so sokufanele siqinise kakhulu ku-business side.
Hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu ke
zinofadza
kakhulu
ndizvozvo ndada kuitawo artist manje.
Oh, you want to sing?
Ndada kuibova.
You know what will happen is somebody to make you only have one person watching you.
You,
the owner of the mic.
You. Thank you so much, Miss Mube. Please do stay on the line. Give some more time now.
Yeah.
Zvanyorwa nevateereri pa Shona viewer Shona Facebook page. Ndiri kuona panongori nevanhu vari kungotizivisa kuti vari kuona vari kupi. Hapana vazhinji vari kukomenda zvikuru vari muSouth Africa. Ndofunga nenyaya yekuti vanenge vasina ruzivo nemafambiro akaita mutambo wekuno. Asi tina Bulia Leonard anzi watching from Windhoek kuNamibia uko. Patricia Siwanda Burawa watching from Hyde Park, South Africa. Edith Gara watching from Gaborone kuBotswana. Witness Junior Nu Muchekwa anzi ndakatarira chirongwa icho chino ichi ndiri mutembisa zviri sei ikoko kwamuri. Then Amos Ngwenya watching from Johannesburg tichaona Chiminya in Lusaka. Mampo Shava watching from Bryanstone, South Africa. Almafira Kurewa anzi from Bots arum Botswana. Then Prosper Machizera anzi call me ndonzi Pride Simango ndobva kuChipinge izvozvi ndiri kuSouth Africa. Okay, ndofunga ndimukoma Pride Simango vashandisawo foni yava Prosper Machizera vachitaura kuti vafonere tichaedza kuti vafonere. Then Tatenda Nigel Muyambwa anzi ndiri paLusaka jonga uri sei. Aiwa ini ndakasimba tinotenda zvikuru ndovari kutevera chirongwa vachiona zvatiri kunzwa nokunzwa zvatiri kukurukura pano Gibbs.
Jeff Maswane se kuti Dube sengikona la mikona pake estikini kuhamba njani. Jeff lapha ke sikhuluma ke ngeZim Expo ekati khona phele ngesoto ekati kula bantu sibili kula ngale kuZim Expo kati bebukisa impahla etshiyeneyo. Kuzobuya ke le nguqu sibili kati dlala okumangalisayo abafana bangikhona ngababona inxeba ngayidla sibili yayilenda kumbe bayishaye bebhuqa iDynamos lapho nyalitshela sibili. Bedlala sibili jonga.
Banotamba.
Bayadlala. Kuzobuya ke Miss Zimbabwe siyabona ke ukuthi intombazana intombazana leyo kuthiwa nguChantel Jack kumbe ke elinye ibizo lakhe ekade lisebenzisa nguNotando utshayile sibili okuzwayo nguye phela obe Miss Zimbabwe USA. So ke kube sokubuya uNyasha Matsakure loCatherine Mashora Mushore ibakade bemlandela. So lapho sibili hayi ngamantombazana angani ayenza akwenzayo. Yes, sizokuthoka isile khona lapha.
Sinemthereri regaiti zone ndiyana ari parunare. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Eh, makadi.
Sivo makadi, mutana Lisbeth.
Oh, mukoma Lisbeth, foni yenyange yazombodonha pai saka tisina zvinenge tanzwanana.
Okay, ndanga chitanya kuti anga chibato redu rinenge rechira tidhira zvatidhirwa uko zvakatambirwa zvakadii tingakwanisa kubvunzana.
Nhasi manje taa tichingotarisa Zim Expo yakaitwa kuno kuAmerica kuChicago nemikana ingaitwawo notonde muAmerica asi munyika dzakasiyana siyana mune vana veZimbabwe vari kunze kwenyika vari mudiaspora. Mikana yakadai inokubatsiraiwo zvakadii mikana mukava muri kunze kwenyika. Ndo zvatati chikurukura nhasi. Saka mukana wekuti tinge tichizonzwa kuti musangano wekongresi wakafamba zvakadii. Handi mukubvunza zvekongresi.
Ndachibvunza kuti handiti vati ranga richiti kwanzi tiri kundoratidza zviratidzwa zvedu nekushambadza ivi vari kuAmerica ikoko, saka havana kuzotudza kuti zvakafamba sei.
Vari vebato here?
Halo.
Mati vebato here?
Ehe.
Ibato ripi randiri kubvunza?
MDC Alliance.
MDC Alliance. Taona mavideo achiratidzwa apa kuti vakanga variko vachiti vari kuita yavari kuti shoe drive kuedza kukorodza mbashka zvikuru shangu kune vanenge vachikwanisa kunge vachivabatsira kana kubatsira vari kutambura vari kumusha iwo kana vaunganidza vanozonogoverawo kune vanotambura vanenge vachidizeva kunge vachipiwa kumusha ndozvataona zvakaitwa neMDC pavakanga vari kuZim Expo ndozvaratidzwa pamavhidhiyo ataona akatorwa namukoma Gibbs vatiinawo panapa.
Okay, has no tambiro.
Hey, aiwa maita basa mkoma Liz Bell.
Okay, amene zvakana.
Thank you so much.
Yeah,
ando ona inonzi accountability.
Yes.
Mkoma Liz Bell varikufona vari kuHarare. Vada kunzwisisa kuti takanzwa kuti bato redu rairatidzira ikoko ku Zim Expo. Zvizvi rakaita tonzwa nani.
Yeah, exactly.
So the good thing is une ma video inonzi V11.
Yeah,
une V11.
Yeah, that's the scheme of things.
Yes.
Yes, so let's go back to Sukoluhle Ncube. Usakhona yini Mancube ecingweni? Nalo Sukoluhle Ncube ukhona ecingweni Ntombendala? Kungazana amafoni lapha angena
ngazo.
Ukhona yini Mancube?
Ngiyenkhona.
Oh yes, sorry lapha ukhayazani umanjinela lapho uthi uyabamba imtshina ngibona ngazani isithupha sijemile. Kodwa hayi songani sokuright. So ke akutsho ke Mancube ukuthi wena ngokubona kwakho uMiss Zim Expo, uMiss Zimbabwe USA, kambe ukuthi kube khona khona kumncintiswano kutshoni kumantombazana?
UMiss Zim Expo yikunika amantombazana i-confidence ye-beauty ukuthi besebenzise i-beauty yabo lengqondo zabo ukuyakhompitha labanye besiya phambili nje okwempilo yabo nje. So anti abantu isayizi lezi ezincane ngoba silama requirements ukuthi umuntu kufanele ebe certain age group, ebe lama certain qualities. So siyabe sihlanganisa amankazana ama same qualities kodwa sebe computer bonke ukuthi besibone olengqondo ukukhalipha wawo.
Yeah, so in English the question is what's the purpose of having Miss Zimbabwe USA?
You want me to translate that?
Yeah, can you say it again, you know, in English?
Well, I guess, you know, if beauty pageant show is mainly for young women who have the beauty, the brain, and the confidence, who are there to compete with each other so that they can advance to other beauty pageants, bigger beauty pageants like Miss Zimbabwe, Miss Universe.
Okay, thank you very much.
Yeah.
Stay on the line. I guess you are on lunch, but stay on the line then. So, ubambe kona pongo ikashana mangu.
Yes, tizwe kuna vamanjengwa nguva dzedzinenge dzakuda kunanaira kuti dzichisvika kwamvura yacheka makumbo. Vanhu vangada kuzwa kuti kana vakanga vachipiwa mukana wekuuya vachiratidzira kana kushambadza zvavanoita kana mabhizinisi avo nezvimwe zvakadaro, vanenge vachitarisirwa kubhadhara mari here kuti vanga vachipinda muchirongwa?
Ichokwadi, isusu basa rese reZim Expo tinogadzira platform where people can come and market themselves. So those people that want to harvest our people that we bring together, we ask them for a small token of appreciation so that they can easily set up and market to our people. So Kajin Zikashi is not about $300 depending on what you're doing. But it's not going to be a negotiation. So for us to be able to continue to do this year in and year out, we normally request the business people to either sponsor the girls or sponsor the hotels and give us some money so we can be able to work hard to make the environment more conducive for business.
Iko wano tengesa mune mchi wabunzo ya nyungutu wanga wachitengesa kwa uzakari. Kana ukungora tizira chete za wanenga wachi gazira. Asini musunga wazoita utuwa tengesa ipapu.
Wano tengesa ipapu. Kajinzi kacho wano tengesa embe, wano tengesa majuto, wano tengesa... Zakasiana, even when they're shipping, when they're some insurance, they can come and sell IPAP on location. What normally we don't allow, what the hotel doesn't allow, is for you to come and sell wet food in the hotel for liability purposes. They don't let you sell salsa or nyam at the hotel. But you can go park, go picnic there on Sundays, barbecue, you can sell anything you want to sell there with no problem. Mm. But most people selling to make money, you would like them to pay us first before they can sell.
Thank you so much. We understand kuti pane bashida mari dzokubhadhara mahotel.
Yeah, kunjani.
Kubhadhara nzvimbo yatingati venue. Saka iwo Gibbs kana kuda unotengesawo shawi nacho kana kuti kumushambadza unofanira kuisawo kamari kana zvoendawo kunobhadhara towards the venue. Hazvinozivikanwa izvo.
Yeah.
Yes.
Kuti kumele abantu bebekwazi khonoko. So ke Mancube nxa ungatshela abantu sibili ukuthi kwenzela ukuthi uye kuZim Expo khona ngale kuyini okufunakalayo. So kwelo hle Mancube uyangizwa mama.
Sorry, when sitting?
Yeah, ukuze uye kuZim Expo kufunakalani ukuthi nxa umuntu efuna ukuya kuZim Expo. Ngakutshela abantu ngamafutshane mama.
So siya ngokuthi nithi ukuthi ukufuna ukubuya uzobuyela kumbe ukufuna ukuzo participator.
Who is the participator, ma'am?
We have to contact us over here or good team when Ufunu Wenzan, Joba Slama Department, that she and Nayanjanga. Now Ufuna Uzo Yenza, e business. Yeah, Tenga Iputi, Lefi Otena Iputi, Ubu Uzo Showcase into Zaho or Ufunu Kenisa. Loba Kaufuna Uguti Uwe Iport member for that year. Siawamuya Laputi Uti. Ubuye ube board member for that year. Then abafuna nje ukuzozibukelela, abafuna abanye bafuna nje ukuzozikholisela kuphela. Nabo bawe ukuthi siyabe siba update ku website ya Facebook.
So kulabo abangazwanga ngicela ukufaka ngesikhiwa ukuthi what does it entail for people to come and exhibit and generally for a member of the public to come there for Zim Expo. Can you tell them briefly?
Everyone is welcome. Is welcome to come and exhibit. The only thing that we have less tolerance for is politics. We don't accept politics. So that's for peace sake. But everyone else is welcome to come and showcase whatever product that they have. It can be groceries, it can be food, it can be something that's social media, internet, it can be clothes, anything. We welcome everyone. And then if you want to join to be a board member for whatever year it is, you are still welcome to put your money down and invest for that year. And then for the girls who want to join the beauty pageant, we have our requirements. We give you the requirements. You have to be a certain age and all these other requirements. You have to meet the requirements.
Yes.
So that if you win, you still qualify to compete with other bigger pageants because they do the same requirements.
And there's an urgent message here from Mr. Moses Ncube. He's saying, how about a male fashion show at Zim Expo and why female models only? And not males. Just briefly, 30 seconds.
Yeah, because most beauty pageant shows, you see, the winner has to go and compete for other beauty pageant shows like Miss Zimbabwe, Miss Universe. So if we have to have a male, it will just be for entertainment sake, but not that the winner will go anywhere.
Okay.
Because the winner has to represent Zim Expo wherever they go. So if it's a male, it will just be entertainment. We actually welcome... We do welcome those ideas.
Thank you.
That's just to spice up the entertainment time. Because most people like entertainment.
Thank you.
So to boost the entertainment we can, that's actually a very good idea. We do accept.
Thank you very much. Our time is out, so thank you so much. Maybe we have to contest for the Mr.
Zim Expo.
Yeah, I win.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I know. That's why I'm not contesting.
Sorry, we're out of time. We have to leave it there. We thank our guests this evening. Mr. Anesu Manyengwa, Mr. Quiet Ncube, and Ms. Sukolohle Ncube, all these are Zim Expo co-founder members. Thanks also to listeners and viewers who joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk. Signing off is Kips Tube in Washington, D.C. Bye-bye.
Neni, Junga Kandemiri, Tosangana Mtulongwa, The Studio 7, Tunotevera, Mora Rafakanaka.